Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
That open is great. What we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. So I, over the last week, watched a four-part documentary. My wife plays cards one night, so I basically sat down and watched one and watched another and watched.
Kept rolling.
It is Madoff, Bernie Madoff, Monster of Wall Street on Netflix. Each one's about an hour. And I know that you, and I'm going to get to you in a second because I know you started, and I know it's going to be a tough sell to try to persuade people to watch a show about a very complex issue of financial fraud that might sound a little dry. I mean, it might sound like doing homework. But it's not. It's a fascinating story that's going to pull you in. Anyway, you watched the first episode. So you go ahead, and then I'll tell you what I thought after watching four.
So, yeah, I caught the first one because I was away in assignment for most of the week, so I didn't watch much of anything. But I enjoyed the content of the first episode
very
much.
You live an actual life.
Yeah. I have things to do.
As you've said, yeah.
I enjoyed the content of the first episode very much, and you can tell if you are paying attention to the interviews in the background, it's not dry at all. Now, I'm a sucker, as I've said before, for true crime, and that's what this is. The one disappointing part was the first episode gets into Madoff's younger years and background, and there's a lot of the reenactment where the actors are playing the moments that the documentary makers don't have film of. So you see the same shots over and over again of an actor playing a 35-year-old Bernie Madoff who gets up from the desk and walks over to the window and looks pensively out the window.
And slowly turns around.
Yeah, that's over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. But I'm intrigued enough from the content that I want to continue to see the next three episodes. What did you think?
Well, before that, did I ever tell you that I got hired to be an actor in one of those documentary dramatizations? CNN was going to do a thing on Lincoln, and I got hired to play Lincoln's son's lawyer.
Wow.
It was two episodes, and it was one of those things where, like, there's no speaking, but you, like, have to walk around a lot and act, like, gesticulate and all that.
That's cool. I have a cousin who does that, too.
Yeah, and then came the pandemic,
and
it never happened.
There went that.
It was a Nancy Glass production. It was going to, I was all excited. It didn't happen. Anyway, so here's what I think. I think it was great, and if you don't know Bernie Madoff, he was the Wall Street trader who built a company that, it became so big that more than 10% of all trades on the New York Stock Exchange every day went through him.
That's incredible.
It is amazing. And he attracted these incredibly high-profile clients. He would travel the world, and you see that, to seduce the wealthy, to invest the money. And you know some of these people. Sandy Koufax, my hero, was one of them. Elie Wiesel, the Holocaust survivor, who I took a college class from. Fred Wilpon, who you kind of crossed paths with in New York.
Yeah, so my first job at the Wall Street Journal as a sports writer was covering the Mets, and would interact with Fred Wilpon all the time. And I actually came off of the Mets beat, stopped covering the Mets, about a month before the story broke that the Wilpons had invested so heavily with Bernie Madoff.
Timing.
Yep.
So the problem was he was taking all of their money, and we're talking millions and billions of dollars, and not investing it at all. He had a Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
He would take money from Peter to pay Paul and not put a dime in the actual market. And this thing goes on for decades. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And he had this team of scamsters working for him that would create fake records and give clients bogus statements. And at one point, somebody's coming in. He's like, I demand to see my accounts. And they print this document off the printer, and it's so hot that they have to put it in the fridge for half an hour to cool it down so it seems more realistic. The thing that will make you mad watching this, beyond Madoff's gall and, mm-hmm. and lack of humanity, is that it went on in plain sight, and he should have been caught more than a decade before this house of cards collapses. There's one guy who works for a financial investment company in Boston, and his bosses come to him, and they say, this guy Madoff, like, we can't compete with him. We figure out what he's doing. He's like a statistician math guy, mm-hmm. and so he tries to reverse engineer what Madoff's doing. And he's the first person who concludes, this is not mathematically possible. This is a scam. Writes up a thing called 37 Red Flags, gives it to the Security Exchange Commission, and they do nothing about
wow.
it. And this thing goes on. The regulatory agencies ignore it because they're too dumb, or sometimes they're all friends with Madoff, right?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be protecting, but he's their guy. And the heartbreaking stuff is, and you see this most in the fourth episode, you see the investors, these people who, like, their life savings only to learn, poof.
Yeah.
It's gone. And believe it or not, you end up seeing also the horrible fallout to his family, who really had no idea this was going, his sons and his wife. And, you know, at first you feel like they're complicit, but they're not. And you just end up having amazing sympathy for them. Look, it ain't a Marvel movie. But the guy who directed it, you mentioned true crime watching it. The guy who directed this specializes in that, did the Conversations with the Killer things with Ted Bundy mm-hmm. and John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer. So he knows how to do the crime. This is the biggest Ponzi scheme in history. I guarantee you will be enthralled if you watch it. You should watch the rest. Madoff, The Monster of Wall Street on Netflix, 4-part documentary.
Just an interesting thing here, Glenn, as you were talking, it occurred to me, you know, they're clearly drawing a connection by calling it The Monster of Wall Street to The Wolf of Wall Street, the Martin
yeah.
Scorsese
yeah.
movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. And the amazing part about that movie, one of the amazing parts about it, I think it's one of Scorsese's best films ever. I mean, I would put it like a notch below Goodfellas, is that you never see in that movie the human cost that you just described
mm-hmm.
when somebody who accrues this much financial power and has so much control over somebody's futures, basically, it turns out to be a fraud or a Ponzi scheme or, you know, just an evil person. But it sounds like in this documentary, that really brings it home.
You see these yeah. old ladies losing their houses.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally interview, you know, this guy whose mom died because she lost her house and had nowhere to go and was pretty well to do. But it's really good. And watch it.
Okay.
Let's talk to Eric in Maryland. You're on with Mike and Glenn.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Glenn, I love the graphics on your beers. I'm not a beer drinker, but when you post the pictures, I really do love the graphics.
I appreciate that.
IPAs.
I will tell the people who do that for us that you complimented them. Thank you.
Yeah. One of the Madoff movies or recant things that I love. I love the one that came out about 10 years ago with Blythe Danner. I love that one.
Yes. Yes, I know that one, and it was very good. You should watch this, Eric. It's really good.
All right, I'll try to do that. What I want to talk about today is if the Eagles make it to the championship round and they do end up playing San Fran, do you feel like the Eagles have the personnel to match up with the current version of the 49ers, meaning Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle? Because Kaiser White hasn't been really making any plays, playing too great, and I have a greater fear about McCaffrey overall than anybody else.
Yeah, I think you raise a great point, Eric. I think it would be a challenge for the Eagles to match that skill position talent that the 49ers have. And not only do the 49ers have that, they're just a tough team up and down that roster. And what's interesting about them, you know, we've been talking a lot about Brock Purdy and how good is he really and how much do they rely on him. Well, the way Kyle Shanahan calls that offense and the creativity he uses, it's almost like his quarterback is a point guard for the most part. Just boom, get the ball out. You know, we're going to get it to McCaffrey. We're going to get it to Kittle. We're going to let them do those things. It's like, you know, Mo Cheeks giving the ball to Dr. J in the open court. Just let them do what they're going to do. And, you know, assuming the Eagles get to the championship game and assuming the 49ers get there too, that's going to be a really tough challenge for the Eagles.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
They are, and we didn't barely talk about their defense. Which is really their strongest point.
Yep.
Aaron in Norristown. How you doing, Aaron?
Good, John. How you guys doing today?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts in the Seattle-San Francisco game. First of all, Mike, I mean, and Glenn, too, but you covered the Eagles for a while, and, you know, including last year going to the playoffs. Have you ever heard them discuss at length and to the extent of the injury of a quarterback like they are right now?
Really odd. They even concede, like, yes, he's really hurt. That's not something that they normally do.
Which almost makes it look like a ruse, to be quite honest.
Well,
and I'm not saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, but not only a quarterback, not any player have I ever seen any NFL team do this. And it's almost like they're doing it ad nauseum to make a point that, and I know Sirianni likes to play games, I'm hoping that's what's happening, and B, I kind of think that's what's happening.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Aaron. Glenn and I talked about this a little bit last week, and we talked about it earlier in the show a tad. You know, it's okay. My theory on this is that Jalen Hurts likes being discussed this way to a certain degree because he thinks of himself as a different kind of quarterback, a cut above his peers. He's a Superman.
Right.
He heals faster than anybody else. He can play through things that no one else can play through. And so, to a great extent, the Eagles, you know, when Sirianni talks about it or when Hurts himself talks about it, this is what they want to do. They want the perception out there that Hurts is hurt and yet is going to perform and excel through the injury.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that you gain anything from it. I don't know that you particularly lose anything from it. Opponents know his shoulder hurts. They know which shoulder hurts. They know that if they get the opportunity, they're going to try to really dump him on that shoulder and knock him out of the game. It is games. It's so much in every sport now. Upper body, lower body, all this stuff. You can't hide this stuff.
This was all Ken Hitchcock, when he coached the Flyers, used to complain about this all the time. Why am I saying upper body injury? Everybody knows that everybody's hurting.
Right, he broke his hand.
Yeah, at some level or another. You know, let's just be upfront about it.
Yeah.
So, same principle applies here.
It has moved much more into football. 215-592-9494. Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack. Now at noon, we'll talk to Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. He covers the Eagles and does a great job of it. Hey, when you bring up banking, most business people roll their eyes. Now, I can tell you that Meridian Bank customers do not feel that way. Now, sure, Meridian business bankers do the loan thing, and they offer guidance on making your business more successful. But Meridian also puts on great customer events, both educational and social, and they're a super group of people to be around. If you want to put some fun in your business banking, get started at meridianbanker.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.